Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is our good friend Joel G. from La Mesa.
Hello, I am Joel. I'm an alcoholic. And I didn't start off that way. I didn't lose control of my drinking until I was 21. Took a steep dive after that, and in less than 3 years found myself in rehab down here in Substance Abuse Rehabilitation Department, Point Loma. And I was on my way out of the Navy. My enlistment was ending on June 6th, 1999. I drove down there from, I was stationed up in Oxnard, and drove down there, checked myself in, and the following day I went to my first meeting. I didn't think that I was an alcoholic, because I'm half Eskimo, and my mom growing up always told me, Eskimos are just like the Indians. If you start drinking, you're probably going to become alcoholic. And I had no idea what an alcoholic was, but I just thought that if I just try hard enough, then I'll never become an alcoholic. And so I drove down there, checked in, and drove to my first AA meeting. I was mandatory, 5 meetings a week, and we went to meetings out around town. I ended up going to, it was a half speaker meeting and half share, and I loved the speaker. She was great. She had 23 years of sobriety, but she said that, and I thought, man, what are you doing going 23 years without drinking? Are you stupid? And yeah, I thought that I was pretty smart, and if I didn't understand what someone was doing, I just thought they were stupid. And so quitting drinking never entered my mind. That I used to go and visit my parents. My dad was in the Army. He was stationed out by Barstow, and I used to drive out there and visit them sometimes on the weekends. And they had this neighbor, a German lady, and she was married to another one of the soldiers. And we spent almost 6 years in Germany when I was a kid. And so we drank a lot together. And I was over there. She was over at my parents' house. We were all drinking. And my mom, who's not an alcoholic, God bless her, she was saying to this young German lady, she was in trouble again. And she was saying to her, well, you don't get in trouble every time you drink, but every time you're in trouble, you've been drinking. Maybe you should just stop drinking altogether. And I thought, I was personally offended. I thought, man, how can you say that to a person? I didn't understand not drinking alcohol. I was talking with one of my coworkers before I went and checked into rehab, and there was another guy that we worked with and that the two of us drank with who had also been down there to SARD. And so my other friend John was telling me, man, you can't drink down there. And I asked him, not even on the weekends? And I didn't understand not drinking alcohol. And so I walked out of my first meeting and I was talking. I had quickly become friends with another guy there and he had also just checked in. And so we drove together to this meeting. And we were walking out of the meeting, and I was talking to him, getting into his truck. I was saying, I'm not an alcoholic. I don't need these stupid meetings. I don't know why they're going. I don't need them. I don't want them. And I need him. So I ended up, there was one more meeting that I went to in rehab out in Scripps Ranch, the book study out in Scripps Ranch, maybe on Tuesday or Wednesday night. And they're reading the stories in the back of the book. And that night they read, "Any day was wash day." And man, it really opened my eyes. Is talking about this alcoholic housewife. Her bar was right next to her laundromat. And, you know, she'd go and she'd lose loads of laundry. And that's, my bar was right next to my laundromat. And I used to go and lose loads of laundry and the whole nine yards, you know, just like this lady in the story. And I thought, man, you know, maybe I can be an alcoholic. And I wasn't entirely convinced because I didn't do the things that people talked about in AA, like lose jobs, lose houses, lose wives, wreck cars, go to jail. I never did any of that stuff. I had a problem waking up for work on time. And that's how I ended up in Alcoholics Anonymous. I had a real problem being late for work after going to the bar until 2 in the morning. And so one morning I was supposed to be at work at 6:30 for a watch, and I showed up at 12:30. I still smelled like alcohol, and they had had enough of my BS. And so before that I had driven, we were overseas on this little island in the South Pacific, and I drove a military van into a tree in a parking lot. That was after a few beers at a restaurant. And I'd lost a government-issued credit card in a drunk. And those three things got me to Sard. I had to go to these interviews. I had to go to three interviews before I could go down to rehab. And the first one was with the physician who worked at our command. And we had been out a lot together. He was at this island with us in the South Pacific. And we drank a lot together. And I went through this interview and he said at the end, "Well, you got to cut back on your drinking." And I thought, man, you've been drinking with me. How could you say that to me? And then I had one of the other interviews was with a physician on the base that I worked at the hospital. And at the end, he said, "Well, basically, you got to cut back on your drinking." And I thought, man, how could you say that to me? You never even drink with me. And I didn't want anyone to talk to me about my drinking. So ended up, that was June 6th. That's my sobriety date. And I was scheduled to start leave October 2nd. And so I thought, well, I know if I do anything else while I'm still in the Navy, they're going to string me up. So I thought, okay, I'm going to go to AA and I'm going to quit drinking. I have just a few months, move to Vegas, party it up a couple years. If I can't stop drinking after a couple years, then I'll try again later. And that was my plan. The problem with that plan is that the steps work whether you want them to or not. And so, you know, I got to AA, I started looking at the steps, you know. We admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. And I didn't know what a manager was. I thought a manager was someone who worked in retail. And I thought, well, that one doesn't apply to me. And then came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. And I'm not crazy, so that doesn't apply to me. And then made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. And you know, I grew up, Christian. By the time I was 5 years old, I had a complete understanding of Christianity. And so that didn't apply to me either. And that's as far as I got, you know, when I was in rehab. But, you know, I love the story about the jaywalker. First time I read that, you know, we had to read the first 164 pages when I was in the rehab. And then, so I got out of rehab. The first three steps didn't apply, and I didn't look any further. But I went up back to my command after the 4th of July weekend. I had to return to work, and I was also going every Thursday to an aftercare program on base. And, you know, I grew up, my dad was in the Army, everyone was in the Army. And so, and then I was in the Navy. So I knew how to take orders. I knew what a commanding officer was. I knew what authority was. I didn't know what management was. So I took orders. My sponsor was my commanding officer. And I did what he said, you know, and I just looked at it that way. And I didn't move to Vegas and start drinking. I moved to Vegas and I got a sponsor and I got a home group and I got service commitments. And man, I have so much more to say. I wish I could share it all with you. It's been a tremendous journey. And so, thank you.